Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Halloween is nipping at our heels, and kids everywhere are getting into the spirit with creepy masks, vampire fangs, and maybe even a little fake blood. But a group of adult artists has a question. Why should the kids have all the scary fun? Their answer is Freaky Fright Nights, a gallery show filled with monsters and zombies and ghouls. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked it out and met a masked artist known as the Ambassador of Halloween.
The Ambassador of Halloween will materialize in a moment. First, I just have to say I've never walked into a gallery to find its curators and artists, serious artists, discussing the most effective way to wear fake human ears.
She said that you, like, cut them and then put them on your ear.
That makes it double gross.
It's so gross. They're just gross.
This is a gallery called Space 242 in Boston's South End. It's packed with masks, monsters, zombies, dolls, and ghouls. There's a chess set pitting ghosts against vampires. Gallery director Amy Bennett has curated Freaky Fright Nights for the past three Halloweens.
It is a time when all the freaks can be extra freaky, where people who normally wouldn't wear costumes or blood or big ears will do so, all of the above, and mostly where the grown-ups get to be kids. I think Halloween's way better than Christmas. I don't know how others feel.
I loved Halloween. It was so much fun. It was like my birthday and Christmas and the last day of school and New Year's Eve all like rolled into one.
That's the Ambassador of Halloween, a.k.a. Mr. Rouge. Bennett nicknamed him the Ambassador because his paintings, illustrations, masks, and costumes are a year-round homage to all things creepy.
I'm wearing a humongous masking tape and wire mask of the Creature from the Black Lagoon, one of my favorite monsters.
Science couldn't explain it, but there it was, alive in the deep, deep waters of the Amazon.
I bought a black turtleneck and black jeans, and I painted them with the same acrylic and glow-in-the-dark paint. I have hands and feet, or claws and feet. They match, too, so that you don't see any skin, and it's more convincing that even though I'm a guy in painted clothes, it's like I'm really the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
But how does one become the Ambassador of Halloween?
When I was very, very little, I saw a ghost come out of my closet, and my dad loved Halloween, and ever since then, I've been crazy about Halloween. I used to watch Creature Double Feature on Channel 56. A lot of kids love drawing, and then they stop drawing. I actually quit Little League so that I could keep drawing. It's just very, very fun to have scary stuff all the time coming out of your paintbrushes and all of your walls.
Illustrator Derek Ring agrees. He's a fan of The Ambassador. Ring's body of work includes zombies and a version of Mary Shelley's iconic monster, Frankenstein.
That's the one that always sticks with you because, you know, it's the big original zombie that's made out of all the other zombies.
It's alive!
Frankenstein can look like anything. It could look like a total monster. You could have any of Mr. Roosh's crazy heads or a guy like mine who's sort of stapled together and duct tape around the middle. Also, green skin and stitches are fun.
Having fun with your inner ghoul is the point, according to mask maker Mr. Roosh.
I feel like it's very freeing to put on a monster mask and stop being yourself, and you can be like that creature and run around and move like it would, and it's exhilarating.
Especially if you're like me and Halloween is your favorite holiday. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween.